Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
30, November 30th. See you there.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
The Salad, thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really ought to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show.
You're listening to The Salad.
Welcome to another edition of The Salad. That's right. How's it going? Good. I hope you're doing well. We're feeling pretty good here today. So let's find out what's on the program, shall we? Well, of course, we have some news items coming up, some salad news bits for you, news from around the world. And what else do we have? Well, let's just leave it as a surprise, shall we? Surprise. And we'll see how we get on. We're just going to leave it at that, okay? It'll be a surprise. But anyway, in this first, the first part, of course, we have some salad news bits coming up. And of course, you know, there'll be plenty of other content coming up on, you know, the second half of the program today. And we have some conundrums for you, of course, okay? So let's begin with our first conundrum, okay? Are you ready? Here we go. I've never heard blank him. Which department does he work? Blank. Okay. So I've never heard blank him. Which department does he work? Blank. What do you think, salad listeners? So stay tuned. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the first half of the program today. Okay, we'll break it down a little bit. So one more time, I've never heard blank him. Which department does he work? Blank. Okay, well, stay tuned for the answer. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Are you headline of the day? Here it comes. Chris Hemsworth. Alzheimer's risk prompts actor to take acting break. So Chris Hemsworth, Do you know who Chris Hemsworth is? Well, if you're a Marvel enthusiast, which we are in my house, okay, Chris Hemsworth, he plays Thor in the Marvel, in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So Chris Hemsworth, Alzheimer's risk prompts actor to take an acting break. That's right. So to take a break, what is it? Coger un descanso. Tomar un descanso. To take a break. So there's a risk of Alzheimer's. No, we say Alzheimer's. So he has that risk, so he's deciding to take a break. So Chris Hemsworth, Alzheimer's risk prompts actor to take an acting break. We're going over live to Australia. We're going over live to Byron Bay, Australia, to find out more about this. We have Graham Bruce. That's right. Graham, he's live in Byron Bay, Australia. Graham, can you hear me?
Yeah, g'day, mate. Yeah, that's right. Actor Chris Hemsworth, who's a famously Australian, mate, so here from down under. The actor Chris Hemsworth says he's taken a break from acting after learning he has a heightened risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, so the actor Chris Hemsworth says he's taking a break from acting after learning he has a heightened risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, or an increased risk, a heightened risk.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Now, the Thor star made the discovery after undergoing tests as part of his Disney Plus documentary series, Limitless.
Oh, so he was doing a series, and he was undergoing tests as part of his series, Limitless, Sin Limites, and he discovered that he's, he has a heightened risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, that's right. He said the test confirmed his biggest fear, adding he will now be trying to take preventative steps. So Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia and can cause memory problems, confusion, and communication issues, Dave. So, yeah, I think he wants to spend a bit more time with his family. So Hemsworth learned that he has two copies of the genes, APOE4, one from his mother and one from his father, making him between 8 and 10 times more likely to develop the disease than those without both copies of the gene.
So he took these tests, okay, and he learned that he has two copies of the gene, APOE4. Two copies, one from his mother and one from his father, making him 10 times more likely, más probable, so 10 times more likely to develop the disease than those people without both copies of the gene. So he's more susceptible.
Yeah, that's right, mate. About 2 to 3% of the population carries two copies of the gene. So he said, and I quote him here, so in inverted commas, "It's not like I've been handed my resignation." Hemsworth said, but he added that the news really triggered something inside him to want to take some time off. He said, you know, if you look at Alzheimer's prevention, the benefit of preventative steps is that it affects the rest of your life, he said. It's all about sleep management, stress management, nutrition, movement, fitness. It's all kind of the same tools that need to be applied in a consistent way, he said.
Right. So, yes, obviously taking preventative steps, you're investing in the future and it affects the rest of your life. So he says it's about sleep management, getting the right amount of sleep, stress management, controlling stress, nutrition, what you eat, movement, fitness, okay? These are all the tools that need to be applied in a consistent way, he said.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Now, the Limitless series sees Hemsworth test his body and explore ways to live longer and healthier. Now, he explained that he had not been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, but had been warned of the heightened risk. It's not a pre-deterministic gene, but it is a strong indication, he said. 10 years ago, I think it was more thought of as a determinant, but, you know, that's not the case these days, he said. Now, Hemsworth said the original plan for the series would have seen him receive all his genetic test results live to the camera. But the series creator told him privately once they got the results.
So limitless, sin limites. Now, I haven't seen, I mean, I have Disney Plus. Do you have Disney Plus, anyone? So I have it, you know, I mean, you can see the Marvel films with Thor, for example. But I've seen an advert for Limitless, so he puts his body to the test, explores how to live longer. So really, he would have got his test results back live on camera. But, you know, because of the results, the director decided to give him the results properly.
Yeah, that's right, mate. The Marvel star was subsequently given the option of removing any references to Alzheimer's from the show, but he decided to include his genetic risk of Alzheimer's to improve and understanding, mate. Now, he said, and I quote him here, so in inverted commas, "My concern was I just didn't want to manipulate it and over-dramatise it and make it into some sort of, you know, hockey grab at empathy or whatever for entertainment," he said. So, Smith also confirmed that his grandfather has also been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So the actor will soon be seen in George Miller's forthcoming Mad Max sequel, Furiosa, which concluded filming earlier this month. Now, the 39-year-old said he would like to take a break from acting after finishing the publicity tour for Limitless, along with his other contracted work. So he'll be going home to Byron Bay in Australia to spend time with his partner, who's the actor Elsa Pataky, and their three children, Dave.
Now, it makes perfect sense. So, you know, if his family live in Byron Bay, Australia, he's off working a lot, I suppose, in Hollywood, you know, the US. But, you know, something like this thinks, yeah, I need to spend more time with my family. And, you know, it teaches you to value that more, value your time, just in case, so to work a little bit less and spend more time with his family. So, it's good that he decided to talk about it, to raise awareness, confianza, to raise awareness about Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. So I'm at Byron Bay here, where the Hemsworth family live. And, yeah, he'll be coming back here once he's finished all his obligations. He'll be coming back here to spend more time with his family, mate. So, yeah. Yeah, this Alzheimer's risk, it prompts him to take an acting break, Dave. And just relax a little bit and live the good life, mate. So, yeah, there you have it. Here from Down Under, Byron Bay Down Under. Back to the studio, mate.
There you have it, Salad listeners. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, here comes our next headline. Are you ready? So, Titan. The colossal dinosaur heading for a UK display. That's right, Patago Titan. So a colossal dinosaur is heading for a UK display. So something is exhibited or displayed in a museum. So we're obviously talking about a fossil, I imagine, here. Okay. And yeah, in Patagonia, I know there are many, many huge fossils being found in Patagonia. So this is the Patago Titan, it's called. So it's a colossal dinosaur heading for UK display, the Patago Titan. So let's go over live to London, I believe, to find out more about this. We have Simon Hallow live from London. Hello, Hallow.
Yes, that's right, Dave. A replica of what could have been the largest animal ever to walk on land is coming to London in the new year.
So this is a replica. It's not the real one or the real thing. It's a replica of what would have been the largest animal ever to walk on land.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So, a cast of the sauropod dinosaur known as Patago Titan will go on show at the Natural History Museum, assuming it fits within the gallery space. Now, measuring some 35 meters, that's 115 feet, Dave, from nose to tail, the beast could have weighed up to 60 or 70 tons in life.
Wow. So, this is, it's a cast. You know, so it's, a replica, if you like, of the Patago Titan. So it's going to go on display at the Natural History Museum in London. That's assuming it fits within the gallery, because maybe it's too big. So it measures some 35 meters. Okay. From nose to tail. And it could have weighed from 60 to 70 tons in real life. Wow. No wonder it's called the Patago Titan.
Yes, I spoke to the exhibition developer who told me we should be able to get it in, but there won't be much wriggle room. You know, not too much extra space, if you like, or wriggle room. Now, the replica skeleton is being loaned from Argentina's Museo Paleontologico Egidio Ferjulio, or the MEF, whose staff excavated the animal's giant bones in 2015.
So it's basically the Paleontology Museum of Argentina. I'll go the MEF as it's known. Okay. So these bones were excavated in 2014. Or 2014.
Yes, that's right. And the exhumation of the 100-meter-year-old beast caused a sensation. That's right. Oh, no, excuse me, the 100-million-year-old. Obviously, it's not 100 meters because we already said it was 35 meters in length, but it is 100 million years old. That's right. Now, a photo of the researchers lying alongside a femur or thigh bone to illustrate the animal's great size was printed in newspapers around the world. And I've just sent you an image of that one, Dave.
Oh, let's see. Ah, yes. So I can see one of the researchers involved, the paleontologists, lying next to a femur, el femur, which is a thigh bone. And the thigh bone is bigger than a person. Only the thigh bone is bigger than a person or one of the people involved, you know, in the dig.
Yes, that's right. So absolutely massive. Now I was lucky enough to be, to be involved at the time and to be sent some information. And it's extremely interesting. There's also a later produced film with Sir David Attenborough called, appropriately, Attenborough and the Giant Dinosaur, which was I was lucky enough to see at the time. Now, MEF, which is the Argentinian Museum, is also going to loan the actual femur, which is sure to make a remarkable selfie moment for any people visiting the Natural History Museum.
Ah, so the actual femur bone is there, so you can stand next to it, and as I was saying, it's bigger than an adult person. So it would be an excellent selfie moment. Take a selfie of you with a giant femur bone.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Now, that single leg bone measures 2.4 meters and weighs over 500 kilos. And, yes, there will also be a full set of arm bones as well. Now, it'll be the first time that those fossils and Patago Titan will be on display in Europe. Now, the MEF, the Argentinian Museum involved, are being incredibly generous. You know, the exhibition director told me. They're just really keen to showcase their science to the world. And we're so excited with the venue that they want to do that with. So, which is extremely exciting in London. Now, the cast will be accompanied by interactive exhibits that explain the life story of the exceptionally large Cretaceous sauropods known collectively as the Titanosaurs.
So these are Titanosaurs, and most of them found in Patagonia, Argentina, and they're absolutely huge.
Yes, so there are a number of different ones, okay? So Cretaceous sauropods, okay? Known collectively as the Titanosaurs, as I was saying. There's the Patago Titan, the Argentinosaurus, and there are a number of these, and they're all absolutely huge. So animals like the Patago Titan and another creature, as I mentioned, called the Argentinosaurus, were right up there. Who exactly was the biggest of them all is difficult to say. In part, that's because not all the bones for some of these dinosaurs have been found, making estimates of their true size a little bit uncertain, but scientists don't know why the Titanosaurs were so big, but have a good idea as to how they developed their immense size. This probably had something to do with the relatively poor quality of plant food available to them, which required a large digestive system to get the most out of it. And essentially, they were giant fermentation tanks on sturdy legs.
So they needed to have a big body so they can ferment and get the most out of the food that they could get their hands on, or their teeth on, in this case, if you like.
Yes, that's right. So regular visitors to the National History Museum will know Dippy the Dinosaur. It's the famous dinosaur in the London National History Museum when you go in. That, too, is a sauropod. So when people see the Patago Titan, they're likely to be amazed at the comparison. So the Patago Titan is a lot bigger than Dippy, and most people are used to seeing Dippy. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see that. And if you're heading to London, any time in the future, Dave, it would be interesting. So the exhibition, Titanosaur Life as the Biggest Dinosaur, will be open at the National History Museum, Dave. And it's going to be extremely, extremely interesting. But it'll open on Friday, the 31st of March, 2023. It's important to stress that. It's not there yet.
Ah, okay. Because obviously they have to bring across this huge dinosaur and get all the exhibition in place, get everything set up. So if anyone's going to London next year, this could be an interesting plan. I've been to the National History Museum with my kids as well. I also love it for me because I really love dinosaurs. So that's the exhibition, Titanosaur, Life as the Biggest Dinosaur. And it'll open at the National History Museum in London on Friday the 31st of March, 2023. So I am going to London in December, so I won't be able to see it, but maybe next year.
Yes, that's right. So I'm also looking forward to it, Dave. I'm a huge dinosaur enthusiast myself. So I'll be going to see that indeed. So there we have it. So the Patago Titan, the colossal dinosaur, heading for a UK display, Dave. That's right. So, yes, here from wonderful London, back to the studio.
A huge dinosaur coming to London. Now then, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, yes. So very interesting, a huge dinosaur coming to London. I want to see that. Now then, what else do we have? Well, we still have our conundrum to have a look at. So let's just remind ourselves what our conundrum was. So let's revisit that right now. So I've never heard blank him. Which department does he work blank? Okay, that's our first conundrum of the day, salad listeners. So what do you think? So I've never heard of him. Which department does he work in? Okay. That's right. So to hear of someone. ¿Has oído hablar de o te suena? No me suena para nada. I've never heard of him. Okay. So to hear of someone or something, it could be. So I've never heard of him. Which department does he work in? Okay, so you can work for a company or at a company, and you work in a department. Which department do you work in? I work in the IT department. I work in the finance department, etc. Okay, salad listeners. So, I've never heard of him. Which department does he work in? That's right, salad listeners. Okay, so we'll have to go for a break very, very shortly, but we have another conundrum coming up and a lot more content for you. It's a surprise today what's coming up. So stay tuned. I can guarantee there will be another conundrum to put you to the test. We'll go for a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Salad.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
All right, it's time. The kids must be outside already, so let's open the door. These kids are crazy.
Tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution. A painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Imagina poder comunicarte con total soltura, sin miedos, con confianza. La barrera psicológica la romperás definitivamente en tan solo 6 días.
Manda a Vaughan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
Allí, entre angloparlantes de los más variopintos, avanzarás 1000 kilómetros en confianza, convicción y aplomo. Dominarás sus entornos de comunicación a pesar de un dominio aparentemente imperfecto del inglés. Ni 6 meses en extranjero da lo que 6 días dan en Vaughan Town.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Máster en inglés profesional a tiempo parcial. Más de 500 horas de inglés, 5 horas entre diario o fin de semana, una inmersión en Vaughan Town incluida. Disponible en Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas. No exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas, no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
All right, it's time. The kids must be outside already, so let's open the door. Wow, these kids are crazy.
Tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Are you in love with the English language? Are you crazy about English? Are you willing to devote 1,000 hours to my language? If you're not, the reason is clear. You have never been with a Vaughan teacher. Un profesor Vaughan.
We're back again with the salad. Now then, welcome back, salad listeners. Are you ready for another conundrum? Well, here it comes. How can I make blank the classes I missed blank the year? Okay. So how can I make blank the classes I missed blank the year? What do you think? So we have a couple of prepositions, different ones, and we should reveal the answer at the end of the program. So one more time for you. How can I make blank the classes I missed blank the year? Stay tuned for that, salad listeners. Now it's time for this. Express yourself. Now then, express yourself. So we have some adjectives, I believe, today. Because we like adjectives. Adjectives help us to express ourselves. Don't they, salad listeners? Yes, they do. And who do we have to help us? Well, we have Alan Parsons, of course, our grammar expert. So, I'm going to pass you over to Alan. Hello, Alan. What adjectives do you have for us today?
Yes, hello Dave, that's right. Let me see. So I have adjectives to describe wealth and poverty.
Adjectives to describe wealth. Okay, riqueza, wealth, we can say. And poverty, pobreza, wealth and poverty. What do you think, salad listeners? This sounds interesting. So we have some adjectives to describe wealth and poverty. So let's have a look at those. Let's work with those right here. This is Express Yourself. Now then, so Alan, what's our first adjective?
Right, okay, so let's take wealth first, okay? So the first one we have is affluent. Affluent.
What do you think, salad listeners? Affluent.
Yes, so really acomodado, it would be affluent. So let's try and use, our new vocabulary here, our new adjectives in a translation. So, el Ministerio de Turismo está intentando atraer un turista de perfil más acomodado.
What do you think, salad listeners? So, affluent, acomodado. Let's try and use that in this translation. So, el Ministerio de Turismo está intentando atraer un turista de perfil más acomodado. What do you think? We could say, so the tourist board, normally we say, I mean, you can't say ministry, but you have a ministry of tourism. Well, normally we'd have the tourist board, we would say, or the Spanish tourist board if it's here in Spain, or the French tourist board. Let's say the tourist board, if you want to, the tourist ministry, is trying to attract more affluent tourists. I would say more affluent tourists. De perfil más acomodado, I would just say more affluent tourists. So the tourist board is trying to attract more affluent tourists. Okay, let's have a look at more expressions, more adjectives for to describe wealth.
Yes, so we can have it loaded.
Loaded. Now, loaded can mean cargado. It could be a gun. Your gun is loaded. La pistola está cargada. Loaded. But it also means if you have a lot of money.
Yes, so loaded can mean forrado also. Debe de estar absolutamente forrado.
What do you think, salad listeners? So he must be absolutely loaded. Forrado. Okay, when there are different ways you can say forrado, but loaded is a good one. I like it. This can be our star adjective today. He's loaded. Forrado. So he must be absolutely loaded.
Of course, we have rich. As you know, rich is rico. Se nota que es rico por la ropa que lleva.
Se nota. Well, you can tell, we could say. You can tell he's rich by the clothes he wears. You can tell he's rich by the clothes he wears.
That's right, that's an easy one for you. So next we saw wealth was riqueza. So wealthy can be adinerado, wealthy. España es un país rico.
Spain is a wealthy country. That's right, Spain is a wealthy country. So wealthy, because wealth is riqueza. Wealthy, adinerado, wealthy.
And finally, yes, we have well off. So it's well with a hyphen, con guión, and off. And again, that could be acomodado. Viven en un barrio bastante acomodado.
So we could say they live in a well-off neighborhood. We said acomodado could also be affluent, an affluent neighborhood, or a well-off. They're very well-off, meaning they're, you know, acomodados or something. Okay, so they live in a fairly well-off neighborhood. So we've seen the tourist board is trying to attract more affluent tourists. Okay. He must be absolutely loaded. You can tell he's rich by the clothes he wears. Spain is a wealthy country, and they live in a fairly well-off neighborhood. So very interesting adjectives to describe wealth. Okay. Now we're going to have a look at adjectives to describe poverty. Are you ready? Let's go!
Right, okay. Let's go. So ways we can describe poverty, okay? So I have some very interesting adjectives here. The first one is broke. So broke would be pelado. Cuando era estudiante estaba constantemente pelado.
Well, we could say when I was a student, or you could say as a student, I was constantly broke. As a student, I was constantly broke. Pelado, not broken, but broke. Okay? Estar pelado, I'm broke, I'm sorry. So pelado, I can't go out tonight, I'm broke. So as a student, I was constantly broke.
What else do we have? Hard up. Hard up. Mal de dinero. So let's have a look. Estoy demasiado mal de dinero para poder permitirme el lujo de un viaje.
Okay, so hard up to be hard up. So I'm too hard up to be able to afford a holiday. I'm too hard up to be able to afford a holiday. So to afford. Permitirse el lujo de. I'm too hard up to be able to afford a holiday.
Next day we have penniless. So literally penny will be penny, que penniless. Sin un céntimo. Mucha gente está sin un céntimo a final de mes.
Oh, penniless. Literally. You don't even have a penny. So many people, or a lot of people, are penniless at the end of the month. Okay? A lot of people are penniless at the end of the month, salad listeners. Okay, so good one.
We have poor, of course. So poor is pobre. So we have Mozart murió, pobre fue enterrado en una fosa común.
Oh. So poor. So Mozart, we say in English, Mozart, died a poor man and was buried in a pauper's grave. So a pauper is somebody who is poor, a pauper. So Mozart died a poor man and was buried in a pauper's grave, should I say. Okay, so poor, pobre, of course everyone knows that one. So we have one last adjective to describe poverty.
So this one is skint. This could be another of our star adjectives today. Skint. Sin blanca. No puede salir este fin de semana. Estoy sin blanca.
So, I can't go out this weekend. I'm skint. Okay, it's another star expression. So we had, the other adjective was loaded, forrado. The opposite is skint. So we've seen, as a student, I was constantly broke. I'm too hard up to be able to afford a holiday. Many people are penniless at the end of the month. Mozart died a poor man and was buried in a pauper's grave. I can't go out this weekend. I'm skint. Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Alan. These have been expressions, these adjectives, to describe wealth and poverty. Okay, it's been Express Yourself. Grammar. Now then, grammar points. So the other day we were looking at have and have got. Okay, if you're listening the other day. If not, let's have a quick review. So in English you can say, I have a headache. Okay, or I've got a headache. I have got a headache with the contraction. I've got a headache. He has a new car, or he's got a new car. Okay. So I'm sure you've come across this before, but, you know, Alan just wanted to, you know, have a little masterclass on this to make sure we have it under control. In the negative, you can say, I don't have a clue. No tengo ni idea. But you can also say, I haven't got a clue. Okay, or, for example, he doesn't have any money. Or he hasn't got any money. Okay, salad listeners, is that clear? Good. So let's keep practicing. So Adam wanted to have a part two today. So this is part two of have versus have got. Are you ready? This is Grammar Points.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So a couple of things here. So we looked at have in the affirmative and the negative. okay? So let's have a look at some questions here. That's right. So remember, have you got, it would be in a question. It only means, okay, it's only when we're talking about the significance of the verb tener and not haber in this case, okay? So that's right. So in the past, the only option we have is did you have, okay, in the past. Just a couple of things that I wanted to get clear, but don't worry too much about, you know, grammatical explanations, okay? So when we're looking at the past, there isn't an alternative, okay? So two things to bear in mind. So have you got means tener and not haber. Tienes, have you got, in a question. And if we're using it in the past, the only option is did you have, okay? We're using the past, we can only say did you have.
Is that clear, salad listeners? So have you got, okay? It's the present tense. In the past, you would have to say, you know, did you have? Okay. Is that clear? Are you ready? Let's put you to the test. Okay, we're going to practice with this and make sure it's under control. Because Alan's prepared a little test for us here. So let's have a look. Let's work with both options.
Yes, that's right. So first of all, we're just going to practice in the present tense. So, I'm going to have the do you have option and the have you got option. I want both of them here.
This is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Okay? So let's look at both options with do you have and have you got to practice. Okay? So let's have a look. Give us the first example, Alan.
¿Tienes las respuestas?
So let's translate that. So the first option, the normal option, do you have the answers? Answers. Do you have the answers? Okay, good. But you can also say in English, have you got the answers? Do you have the answers? Have you got the answers? So have you got is also very common to use. Okay, have you got the answers? Have you got the money? Or do you have the answers? Do you have the money, etc. Okay, let's keep going to practice.
¿Tienen un problema?
So it's a question, ¿tienen un problema? These are all questions today, so we're working, you know, on this form with the interrogative. So, ¿tienen un problema? So, we have the first option. Do they have a problem? That's right, okay, no problem. And the second option, have they got a problem? Have they got a problem? Do they have a problem? Okay, both of those are very commonly used. All right, good. So let's keep working with this. Let's have another one. So interact with us here. Translate these into perfect English, giving us the two options.
Ella tiene un complejo.
Un complejo. Okay. So, option number one. Does she have a complex? Does she have a complex? Or has she got a complex? Those are our two options. Does she have a complex? Has she got a complex? All right? Okay, let's keep going. Keep interacting with us here. Let's practice the two options.
Tenemos bastante cacahuetes.
Do we have enough peanuts? Do we have enough peanuts? Okay, or have we got enough peanuts? Have we got enough peanuts? Cacahuetes, peanuts. Let's have one last option here.
Right, okay. ¿Él tiene nuevas gafas?
So, does he have... So again, does he have? The H is a complete silent. The he and the have, the H is silent. Does he have? Does he have glasses? Or has he got, has he got glasses? Does he have glasses? Has he got glasses, salad listeners? Okay, excellent. That was round one, asalto uno. Are you ready for round two? Let's go. This is Grammar Points.
just a reminder. So we have, do you have? Okay. Or have you got? Tienes. Whatever. Now in the past, tenías. Did you have is the only option we have for the past. Okay, so let's go. So let's again, I'll give you a sentence here. Tienes cinco minutos.
Okay, so keep working with us. Give us the two options. Tienes cinco minutos. Do you have 5 minutes? Or have you got 5 minutes? Okay.
Right. Tenías bastante dinero.
What do you think? Tenías bastante dinero. Did you have enough money? Did you have enough money? Okay. Is there a second option here? Not here, because we're using the simple past. It's in the past. So the only option we have is, did you have enough money? Okay. Is that clear? Crystal clear? Okay, let's keep working with this. We have a few examples left.
Tiene ella tu número?
Does she have your number? Does she have your number? Okay. Or has she got your number? All right.
That's right. Tienen una cocina bonita?
What do you think? Give me the two options. So, do they have a nice kitchen? Okay. Or have they got a nice kitchen? Okay, salad listeners.
And the last one here, Dave. ¿Él tiene ya un puesto mejor?
¿Él tiene ya un puesto mejor? What do you think? Well, does he have a better job? So again, the does he have? Not does he have, no, does he have? Does he have a better job now? Okay, does he have a better job now, maybe? So the yeah here, we could use it as now. Does he have a better job now? That's option number one. Is there an option number two? Has he got a better job now? Has he got a better job now, salad listeners? Okay. So let's have a quick look. So we've seen different options, like, do you have the answers? Have you got the answers? Do they have a problem? Have they got a problem? Does she have a complex? Has she got a complex? Do we have enough peanuts? Have we got enough peanuts? Does he have new glasses? Has he got new glasses? That was round one. Round two we saw, do you have 5 minutes? Or have you got 5 minutes? Did you have enough money? Remember, in the simple past or the past, that's the only option we had. Does she have your number? Has she got your number? Do they have a nice kitchen? Or have they got a nice kitchen? And finally, does he have a better job now? Or has he got a better job now? Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Alan. This has been the have versus have got. That's right. Thanks, Alan. This has been Grammar Points. Now then, salad listeners, so we've had some interesting stuff on the program today. So those adjectives to describe wealth and poverty. And also there, you know, do you have you got? Very useful, very interesting, and both are very commonly used. Now then, we're running out of time, so let's review our conundrum. Okay, let's just refresh. Let's have a look. So our conundrum was, so maybe you're just joining us and this is the first time you're hearing this. So the conundrum was, how can I make blank the classes I missed, blank the year? So, what do you think? So, I would say, how can I make up the classes I miss. So to make up is like recuperar, to make up. It's one of the meanings. Make up has a lot of different meanings. One is to recover. We have some classes to make up, to recover. So how can I make up the classes I missed? Now blank the year. What do you think? I was thinking of over the year. Okay. So how can I make up the classes I missed? Over the year. I suppose you could say through the year. What do you think? During the year. Okay. Throughout the year. But, you know, I said, you know, two prepositions. So I would, what I had in mind was up and over here. Okay. So, how can I make up the classes I missed? Over the year would be good. If you can think of any other options, you know, let us know. So to make up is to recover. Here we have some classes to make up. Okay. And over the year always sounds good. Over the summer, over Christmas, for example. So how can I make up the classes I missed over the year, salad listeners? Okay, so we're going to have to leave it there. That's all we have time for. But of course, we'll be back tomorrow with more salads. So you know the salad every day on Vaughan Radio, 5 till 6 p.m. So we'll see you tomorrow, live at 5.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros. Cuando, sobre todo, en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class, pam, 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 maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante.